We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. This is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Al Korns. In this second hour, we're going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of trumpet man Kenny Dorham. And our first track in the second hour will be from his album on a Time label, a small independent label. And they do all tunes by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein from that great musical Showboat. It was a monster hit when it first came out in New York City in 1927, and it's played musical has been played all down through the years by various professional and collegiate and high school groups for many, many years. And this is Kenny's version of Why Do I Love You, and he's assisted by Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, Art Taylor on drums, cut in New York City in December 1960.
Thank you.
was Kenny Dorham on trumpet from his album, in which he did a salute to some of the great tunes from Showboat, done by Joan Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. And that was Heath on tenor sax and Kenny Drew on piano. And that was from Showboat, called Why Do I Love You.
Next is a selection from Art Hodes, a pianist. Art had a fairly long career, but he spent most of it in Chicago. But apparently he did travel from time to time. This particular selection was released on the Storyville label, which is a Denmark label. And he appears here with Jens Solen, a Danish bassist. There's just the two of them. And they're going to do a tune Art wrote entitled Blues Keep Calling. That was Blues Keep Calling, a tune written by Art Hodes and featuring Art there on piano along with Jen Solin on bass. That was from a Storyville LP released in 1973 entitled Selections from the Gutter.
Our next track, highlighting the jazz artistry of trumpet man Kenny Dormus, finds him in the context of the Max Roach Quintet. Max Roach, the great drummer, formed a quintet and included Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Bill Wallace on piano, George Morrow on bass, and in the trumpet chair after the death of Clifford Brown by a tragic motor automobile accident. Kenny Dorham moved into the trumpet chair of the Max Roach Quintet. And this is from a Max Roach album, Jazz in Three-Quarter Time. All tunes are done in waltz tempo. And this is their version of Rodgers and Hart's classic composition, Lover. Thank you. right, that was Kenny Dorham on trumpet, joined by Sonny Rollins in the front line, and backed up by the leader, Kenny Roach, Max Roach on drums. And that was from Max Roach Mercury album Jazz in 3/4 Time, cut in 1957, playing that classic composition in waltz time, Rodgers and Hart's Lover.
My next selection is from a LP entitled The Pole Winners, which was released on the Contemporary label. And it features Barney Kessel, Ray Brown, and Shelly Mann. And each of these musicians won the polls for Downbeat magazine in their respective categories in 1957. So we'll hear from Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And they're going to do a Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke tune entitled It Could Happen to You. Thank you. That was It Could Happen to You, featuring Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was from a contemporary LP released in 1957 entitled The Pole Winners.
Next up, we find our spotlight artist of the week, Kenny Dorham, on trumpet, as playing on an album that was released under the name of Harold Land, a great West Coast tenor sax man who ventured east to do a recording date in New York City in July of 1960, and appropriately, the album was called Eastward Ho. And, of course, Harold Land on tenor sax, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Amos Trice on piano, Clarence Jones on bass, Joe Peters on drums. It's a Cole Porter composition, So In Love.
Thank you.
Our featured artist of the week, trumpet man Kenny Dorham. He was a sideman on that particular album. It was cut under the name of Harold Land, a great West Coast tenor sax player. The album was cut on the Jazzland label called Eastward Ho. And some fine tenor sax work by Harold Land and the trumpet work by Kenny Dorham, a pole quarter composition. What's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the Benny Goodman Sextet. This is from a Capitol LP, which was a compilation of various Goodman Sextets, and the title of the LP was Mostly Sextets. And this particular version, in addition to Goodman on clarinet, includes Red Norvo on vibes, Mel Powell on piano, Red Callender on bass, and Lee Young on drums. They're going to do an Ernest Seitz, Eugene Lockhart tune entitled The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, featuring Benny Goodman on clarinet, Mel Powell on piano, Red Callender on bass, Red Norvo on vibes, and Lee Young on drums. That was one version of the Benny Goodman Sextet featured in the LP entitled Mostly Sextets on the Capitol label in 1956.
Now we find our spotlight artist Kenny Dorham in the Blue Note studio again in around 1956, and this is quite an aggregation he put together for his album called Afro-Cuban. Besides Kenny Dorham on trumpet, we've got J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Art Blakey on drums, and Potato Valdez on conga. Except for Potato, all of these major artists as sidemen in this particular album were leaders and on their own instruments and leaders of their own groups in their own name. But Kenny Dorham put them together for this Blue Note Afro-Cuban album, and it's quite an aggregation. Let's listen to this group do Afrodisia. was a little Afro-Cuban item written by Kenny Dorham called Aphrodisia. You heard solos there by Kenny Dorham on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, and in a fine percussion work by Art Blakey on drums and Potato Valdez on conga. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group led by trombonist Benny Green. It's from a Bethlehem LP entitled Hornful of Soul, and it features Benny on trombone along with Lem Davis on alto sax, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Wayne Ruther on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Benny entitled Groove One.
Ha ha ha!
was Groove One, a tune written by Benny Green and performed there by Benny on trombone, with Lem Davis on alto sax, Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Mal Waldron on piano, Wyatt Ruther on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and that was Tommy Lopez on congas. That was from a Bethlehem LP released in 1961 entitled Horn Full of Soul.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 for the last couple of hours, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night for the best of mainstream jazz from 8 to 10, so we hope you make it a habit of joining us for some more swinging sounds next Sunday and every following Sunday. We're going to close out our show with another track from the complete round of midnight session at Cafe Bohemia in New York City, with Kenny Dorham doing Rodgers and Hart's My Heart Stood Still, along with J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Bobby Timmons on piano.